This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The headline this week in Washington is a government shutdown. Joining us from our nation's capital is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, it doesn't appear there's going to be any government funding legislation anytime soon. So how will this shutdown affect the USDA and those in the agriculture industry?
Well, the way they set up the shutdown timelines is that the government is partially funded through this Friday, tomorrow, and the majority of the government is funded through March 8th, which is next Friday. So from an agriculture standpoint, the USDA and the Food and Drug Administration are part of a handful of agencies that won't have funding authorization after midnight Friday night. Now, as we're talking here on Wednesday, it looks like they are trying to do some things to put together yet another short-term extension of funding to prevent those agencies from running out of money. And then that would also apply to the bulk of the government agencies that run out of money after March 8th. So if this sounds familiar, like deja vu, it is, because this is something like the third or fourth extension that has been passed in the current fiscal year, which began actually, what, 4 or 5 months ago at the beginning of October. So here we are at least 4 months into the new fiscal year, and we still don't have any permanent funding in place for agencies like the Agriculture Department. And it looks like they're going to try to do yet another short-term extension, but hopefully sometime in March, pass bills that will fund the government through the rest of fiscal year 2024, which actually ends September 30th. So once they get done with these stopgap measures and try to pass something permanent, that only gets us through the end of September, and then we have to start the whole process over again.
As the clock ticks for at least a partial spending deal, what's at risk when the government shuts down? And particularly, what's at stake for agriculture?
Well, I think that they will pass something, even if it's on a short-term basis. But what's really at risk, Bill, is other government funding efforts, including the Farm Bill. We've talked about how last year they had to kick the can down the road into 2024. We were supposed to have a new Farm Bill last fall, but because partially, not entirely, but because of the funding disputes, that meant that basically Congress had to do a one-year extension. And if they have difficulty passing appropriations bills here this year, it could also then mean a further delay in passage of the next Farm Bill. And that was brought to light earlier this week when there was discussion about whether or not to negotiate a bipartisan bill, and there's not a lot of interest right now because it's an election year. So there are a lot of headwinds blowing in our face regarding a new Farm Bill. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we're having discussions here, Bill, at the end of the summer about yet another one-year extension of that.
We just heard the announcement of dairy margin coverage program signups. How would a government shutdown affect the DMC?
Right. So as I was saying earlier, one of the reasons why we're now seeing the enrollment window open for the DMC this year was because of the one-year Farm Bill extension that passed last fall. And it took USDA several months to update their computer software to give it to their county FSA offices to allow dairy farmers to make enrollment decisions for this current calendar year. So just a reminder to your listeners that anyone considering enrolling in the program or making changes in their current enrollment has until the end of April to do so. And as I was saying earlier, if we are now faced with perhaps a year where it's going to be difficult to pass a new Farm Bill and we get yet another extension through 2025, we'll be at a similar position here with DMC next year. We hope that's not the case. I mean, the good news is that the program is authorized and there's no issue of funding for it. It's just a matter of it becomes a little more difficult from a paperwork standpoint and a computer software standpoint if we continue to have these one-year extensions of current policy in the Farm Bill. But that's a sign of the times that we live in here in Washington, D.C.
I remember the old game we used to play, Chris, kick the can, and that seems to be the case now.
Absolutely. We've kicked the can down the road on the Farm Bill. We've kicked the can down the road on the annual appropriations bills for all of the federal agencies. And like I say, we're hoping that in the next couple of weeks, we'll finally get those resolved. But then we'll have to start the process all over again for the next fiscal year, because that's only 7 months away.
Thanks for the update, Chris. From our nation's capital, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.